This is a podcast from the BBC.
Tuesday's podcast is here. Chris, are you cold turkey yet on Instagram?
I am, yeah, I've sort of left it running. I'm a lurker now. I just watch what's going on, but yeah, I think I'm going to leave it.
Ah, so you're doing a bit like what I used to do at PE. You're watching but not participating.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Right. Never used to do it. Also, more companies get called who have got stupid names on funny business. Two good ones today. We get some more of your cartoon childhood bangers on. Today, Feet Mona the Vampire. What a tune. And a lady called Helen says she can help us launch our celebrity fragrance. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. So we're nearly at 24 hours since Chris resigned off of Instagram.
Yeah, I'm gone from Instagram now. I just think I was harshly treated after having a couple of drinks on Saturday night and then going on Instagram. So just no more.
Yeah, and Greg James played this yesterday. This is, you thought no one had spotted it, but this is Saturday Night on Instagram.
This is my favourite thing. I'd love you to have a listen.
What is your favourite thing? What was that? It sounded awful.
On Saturday night, it was some beatboxers called Duke.
Oh, I know them.
Yeah.
They are actually
good. And they're great. But it's just one of those things. I was obviously just having a nice time by myself.
Mm. Well,
I woke
clearly.
Up on Sunday with such regrets. Deleted the videos
this
immediately.
This is my favourite thing.
All right.
I'd love you to have a listen.
All right, so you're off. And how's it going? How's the withdrawal?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
All right at the moment?
Yeah.
Thing is, the weekend's going to be the issue, isn't it?
Of course the weekend's going to be the issue.
Yeah. But, and this will make you feel better, I actually been doing some homework for you, and I was watching, I was looking at an article earlier about when you leave Instagram and the things that are going to happen to you. Right?
Right.
This is all good.
Okay.
All these things are about to happen to you. Let me know if they are already. I know it's only been 24 hours. Actual conversations and friendships will become a lot better.
Hmm.
Your productivity will skyrocket.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely happened.
You'll find new ways to waste time.
Okay.
You will gain perspective and awareness of yourself and your surroundings.
Yeah, I don't think I'm that deep into it yet.
And you'll also develop a new sense of purpose. Any of those things happen yet?
Well, maybe the early stages of.
Right, good. Scott Mills.
Do you remember yesterday, for some reason that I can't quite remember right now, we played the Family Nest theme tune, which was a banger from my childhood.
Yes!
Love that song so much. Got so many messages about that last night. What a tune. What a tune.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
I know you enjoyed that yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. Well, Chris, you did mess it up a bit yesterday when you said, hey, Arthur. It's either hey, Arnold or Arthur, so...
I got a bit of abuse for this as well. So, because we were being a bit reflective, I confused Arthur with Hey Arnold, which are two very separate shows. You shouldn't be calling them
definitely.
Hey Arthur.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I should know, because Arthur is our pub quiz theme tune when we get a question right, so we do a little dance every time.
What do you mean? So, what, and then sing the theme tune?
Yeah, so I don't know if you've done it. Like, it's like
it.
Electronic pub quiz where you can't cheat, so you've got an iPad in front of you, or any type of smart tablet, and you, when you press down, your tune plays if you're quickest, so you get it right.
That is so clever, because people always cheat, don't they? You always see them.
Yeah, I hate cheaters.
Right, being sneaky on their phone. That's why I stopped going to pub quizzes. I was like, you're all cheaters.
Yeah,
this is a great idea. Are you ready to do your little dance, then?
Yeah, why not, yeah? And I say, hey, what a wonderful time of day. Know all the words.
Get along with each other. Yes.
Listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm of the street.
Oh, well, he really does.
I like this next bit that comes up. It gets well emo. Make things better by working together. It's a simple message
and it comes from the heart. Oh, believe in yourself. For that's the place to
start. Hey.
Yes, childhood bangers are on. Any more, let me know. 811-119, I'm sure I can find. Yeah.
so good. Imagine this in the live lounge.
Oh, it'd be decent.
Who even is it by?
Arthur.
Arthur. And Cole. Scott
Mills. Steph?
Hello.
Can you beat our childhood banger, which was... what was it? Ben won it? What was Ben's one? We just played
hey
it.
Hey Arnold.
What, Arthur.
Arthur,
sorry.
No, Arthur,
don't say
Arthur,
hey
yeah.
Arthur, whatever you do. Right, that's why I'm getting confused. Arthur, Arnold, Arthur, Arnold.
Someone just texted in saying Chance the Rapper did a version of Arthur.
What?
Which, if true, is amazing.
Right, let's find that. Right, Steph, what's your one?
Mona the Vampire.
Oh, I mean, absolute girl power from the very start.
Hell yeah, and it's also Halloween soon.
The vocals are actually amazing on this. Admittedly, the music may be slightly dated.
Oh, me and my sister loved this when we were younger. Girl in an ordinary world. Show us your face. Hey, Mona.
Worth it just for the high note at the end. Iconic.
Grab your cat, underrated Halloween song, this, maybe.
Right. I've got to make a Halloween playlist next week for one of my friends. This is going on. Show us your fangs, Mona. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
What have you got?
I would love you to play Round the Twist.
All right. See, if this was on in a club, it would go off.
It would go off.
Think about it. Chris, when we do student gigs for the end, think about it. We've not even thought about this before.
I think Haim could do a banging cover of this. Ever
felt like this? Excellent quality. How strange things happen. Are you going? Petition for Haim to do this in the live lounge as their cover. Also, why are TV themes not as good as this now? Because they're not. Scott Mills. Okay, let's do funny business. Some companies have amazing names. Why go for a boring company name when you could have a silly or quite rude one? That's what I'm saying.
I didn't realise the scale of this as well, quite how many funny businesses there are. There's some that I really don't think we can even play on this game.
I know. Thanks for sending them in as well. We're getting loads of emails with good ones because sometimes they're not that easy to find on the internet.
Mm.
So thanks for the knowledge, everyone.
In fact, when we first started playing this game, to find the ones that I would connect you to, Scott, I used to have to spend a large amount of my office time typing into like a phone directory online every rude word I could think of in the hope that there was a business with that name.
I remember that.
And what's great is, you know when you type in a word on any one of these things and then it sort of remembers them as a list?
Yeah.
So when you go to type in the next one, it's got the full list of words that you've typed in.
And that's why I never used your work computer. Because, I mean, it was NSFW.
It raises questions, yeah.
Okay, so I've got a business here, and I'm going to put them straight through to you. You don't know what the company name is called. You just can't laugh, that's all. You like this one?
I find this game such a struggle, though, because it's the small talk you have with them when you find out their name.
All right, so get in the zone. Focus.
All right.
Poker face. Here we go.
Level's grinding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who have I called?
Balls grinding.
Oh, wow. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, yourself.
You're busy today?
Very busy. Always busy.
Balls grinding.
Balls. Indeed.
And do you work in the sports industry? Sorry.
No, it's a kinky industry, actually.
Oh. And what do you do? Are you some sort of, like, welders or something?
Yeah, it's engineering, actually.
Oh, okay.
Tool making and fabrications, yeah.
Oh, cool. And is this your business? This is what you came up with? Is your balls grinding?
It's my dad, actually, many moons ago, back in 1983. He started up the company.
You inherited balls grinding?
Yeah, well, kind of, my dad's still in the business. But yeah, I'm working that way.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, cheers then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I never know what to say. It's terrible. I'm so sorry.
Absolutely no purpose of the call, that's why, apart from...
the problem.
Can you tell us the company name?
I always wonder when the phone goes down, they're like... He hasn't actually asked for anything.
Right, it's like, what did he want?
Just a conversation, balls grinding.
Good one, right?
Great name, yeah.
Thought you like that.
Yeah, welders, I guess, then, yeah.
I've noticed that anything with, just because I know you well, anything with balls in makes you just go.
Yeah, yeah. And I take it ball, or ball the balls is, or the balls is the family name. And they do grinding, right. Of course, the balls.
It's like when we used to do Inuna Bingo. This was one of your faves. Like, it would always raise a laugh from you.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Just that word gets you every time.
I don't know why.
It does, though.
It's just funny.
More than any other.
Okay. All right, your turn.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got a funny business name, a funny business that I'm going to connect you to now. Mm-hmm. I'm pleased with this one.
Okay.
No laughing is sure. The only rule. And good luck with the small talk.
Good afternoon, City Motor Company.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, which company is this, please?
City Ho Motor Company. Hello?
Hello, sorry. Titty Ho...
T-I-T-T-Y-H-O Motor Company.
Oh. Hello, Titty Ho Motoring Company. Yeah, okay, what do you do there? Motoring, I'm guessing.
We do sell lots of vehicles, so a wide variety of vehicles if you like to look at our website, or we can do servicing or MOTs.
That's awesome to know.
Did you want to book an MOT in or look at a car?
I'm all right, thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, then.
Bye.
Literally. Nothing.
Didn't know what to say.
Why would you call it that?
I don't know.
Why would you call it that and not expect a call about the just about the name?
I can't be the only person that's wrong just for that.
He didn't sound impressed, did he? Scott Mills.
Ah, apparently Titty Ho is the name of the street the garage is on. That makes sense now. That was Dinoro and Gigi D'Agostino, and it's Scott Mills on Radio 1. Bangers coming up in 20 minutes. Unpopular opinion on Greg James, Radio 1 Breakfast today with Zara Larsson. This is why you and Zara can never be friends, Chris.
I think one of the biggest ones that makes people go, what, is when I tell them I'm not really that big a fan of a pizza. I think it's very overrated. It's just bread and tomato sauce and cheese, which is great things.
Mm. Do you still hold that view?
I don't hate it. It's just I wouldn't, if I could eat something else, I would much prefer that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Funny. It's my favorite thing.
That's crazy.
Maybe my favorite thing in the whole world. I'm married.
I just feel like it's like a thing, like, love pizza, mood. With bae.
I don't say I love pizza, mood, bae.
Wow, the faces you were making through that there.
Yeah, I'm just not impressed, really, with that sort of attitude.
Because it's one of your
also, I hate whenever anyone breaks down anything in a sort of really simplistic way. So, I don't like pizza just because it's bread and tomato and cheese. That's why I like pizza.
Right.
You can do that about anything.
Yeah. Have you ever said favourite thing, mood, pizza, bae on the internet?
No.
No. You've said this is your favourite thing, though.
It's my favourite thing. I'd love you to have a listen.
Oof. Zara Larsson makes good pop songs. You probably knew that already. Here's the latest evidence. Ruin My Life.
I miss you, pushing me close to the edge.
Scott Mills.
That's awful. Awful singing. What,
epic song.
Yeah, amazing song.
Sigma, Paloma Faith. What are you saying? I couldn't really win against this yesterday. Like, this is an unbeatable banger by Pendulum.
BBC. Radio 1.
I'm going to give it a good go again today, though, again. I've got one... Well, I've just got up my game, really. I'm really bad at this game at the moment, let's be honest. Bangers is coming up. One of you lot will decide... Who gets it today? Who gets the next song played on Radio 1?
Scott Mills.
We have so many ideas on this show, and then some of them just get forgotten about. Do you remember last week we were talking about doing our own celebrity fragrance?
Yes.
We need to get a move on with this. Yeah, do something about it. It's nearly Christmas.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
If anyone can help us launch our celebrity perfume, Britney Spears has made millions out of them, do you know what I mean? So has Jennifer Lopez, David Beckham, they've all got one. Even people you wouldn't expect, Michael Bublé's got one. Why can't we have one? Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
Where are you, please, right now?
So right now, I'm on my way to Doncaster.
Okay, what's happening there?
I do live in Doncaster, but I go to uni in Sheffield, so I'm kind of like in between the two.
Okay, what are you studying at the Uni of Sheffield?
It's Health and Human Sciences.
Health and Human Sciences, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that like looking into the brain?
Well, hopefully that's what I'll do at the end of this degree. Hopefully I'll do a master's in kind of brains and things.
Yeah, I like what you're doing there. You're doing a proper degree. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Something that will lead to something.
Yeah, no messing around there.
I did politics.
Yeah.
And that's no offence to anyone either teaching or doing politics.
Or drama students.
It doesn't enable you to be the Prime Minister.
No.
At the end of it. It's not a clear career path. So that's quite a heavy week. What are you doing at the weekend?
We are going day drinking in Leeds.
Day drinking in Leeds as opposed to night, mm-hmm. because you go to bed at a decent time.
That's it.
Yeah, I understand.
Never seen it.
You kind
as
of
long
do.
As long as you're disciplined.
Yeah. There comes a point where you're like, right, that's it, lads, we've got to go. Have you ever seen a brain up close?
That drunk.
I'm sorry?
Have you ever seen a brain up close?
A brain. No,
I have.
No.
What, why have
in
you?
In an actual lab. It was something I was doing for the MS Society. You know that I do a lot of stuff for them because my mum's got MS. So I went to the lab and you get to see an actual brain. It was fascinating. You got all that to come, Jessica. Do you know what I mean?
I am excited.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. I'm taking my time on my ride. I'm trying.
Good fun.
This is 21 Pilots and Ride. What are you saying, Jessica?
It's a good song. It's not my fave, though.
Okay.
It's not your fave. All right, Jessica, you can have that. You can have my banger, which is this.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest...
Not again!
To be honest, it just reminds me of one of Greg James' birthday parties where the roof was quite low, even for me. Like, bear in mind, Greg's quite tall. I'm not even that tall. But I was, like, hitting the ceiling and my fist went through the ceiling.
What actually went through?
To this song, Happy Times. This is Mumford & Sons, The Cave.
I hope you paid for the ceiling.
Of course I did.
Okay, right, well, I don't know what I can do to please these people anymore. I actually don't.
You've lost the people.
I'm out. I think I'm going to... Like, you've resigned from Instagram. I think I'm resigning from Bangers.
Oh, I thought that was the radio there. I thought the show was...
Oh, no.
I didn't know what you were doing.
Well, no. So, what are we going to do, Jess?
I'm sorry, because I think I made it blatantly obvious. But I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Come on.
All right, then.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind.
One. In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun?
How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.
Look, shall I just go on the subs bench, make it easier for everyone?
So good. Well, who are you subbing for yourself?
Well, I've got a few offers, actually. Dan in Pembrokeshire says, you're having a mare. I could sub on you for the rest of the week, because I've got some absolute belters lined up, unlike yourself. Also, can people stop again and stop playing songs from the Radio 1 playlist? 21 Pilots Ride has not been played for actually ages.
Oh, getting all defensive.
I'm just trying to switch it up.
What
and
day
make
is it today?
A bit more Tuesday, a bit more modern.
Yeah, fine. 2-0 to me. Bang in.
I need to change tack again. Someone says you need to start dating that person that you were dating a while ago from the music team here
that,
at Radio
Do you
One.
Know that changed things for you?
Scott Mills.
I'll let you into something here. Me and Chris have got a new favourite place to go for coffee, sometimes if we have time before the show. Because there's a lady in there who we have mentioned once before on the show, one of the waitresses, who is so rude that we now actually quite enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? Because the food isn't even that good. In fact, I would argue it's probably the worst place that we could find around here, but the entertainment is amazing.
Yeah, I don't care so much about the food.
Nah.
I'm going there to be glared at.
And it starts from the second that you ask if you should sit down or not. You know that awkward thing where sometimes people come over and they say, oh, do you want to come sit down? Or should you just go and sit down and wait for someone to come over?
But she doesn't say anything. She waits for you to speak. And can we sit here? It just looks at you. And then we thought, what's the worst day for, like, anyone, let alone one of the world's most miserable people? Monday. So yesterday, we chanced it. We're like, let's go in on a Monday. It's the worst day for anyone. She's going to be absolutely in a fuming mood. And sure enough, she was.
But we should point out, we're extra nice to her because of it. I really want to try and make her feel better. So we're extra nice.
Yeah, I'm like, can I have a cup of tea, please? Really smiley.
Oh, it's so good to see you today.
She's like, doesn't even say a word.
No. You want omelette? Like no please, no thank yous, no. Nothing. It's just very direct.
Comes and slams the food down. But I reckon other people have this situation where you kind of go there and they're so rude, but you now quite enjoy
it. I like it.
You've kind of turned it round. It's like a little challenge. Actually true. If you are extra, extra nice, it actually winds them up more. That's what I'm finding. So when I go in there now, I'm like, good morning. Nothing back. We seem to attract the angry people. Do you remember a while ago there was that lady in the laundrette you used to go to near?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely hated you. You had to beg her to do her job.
Oh, no, she hated me. I had to leave before she'd come out and offer services.
Yeah. Jackie in Pontefract, same. My local Chinese takeaway lady is really sharp on the phone. Slams the phone down on you. Barely a word during the order. And then, which is extra good, it's like Chinese takeaway roulette. When you get to the shop, one day she'll be lovely or one day she'll be an absolute nightmare and really, really short with you, and you never know which one you're going to get.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. A guy called Ashley has just been on my Twitter saying that he can make us a fragrance in approximately 2 weeks.
Wow.
I don't even know how you start to go about that, but this guy actually seems to know. We want to do our own celebrity fragrance. I know they're a little bit ho, but there's money to be made, I'm telling you, everyone.
Scott Mills.
Let's call the fragrance the Custard Cruncher. Andrew says, just a quick observation. Unless you give us mortals the chance to invest in the fragrance, you're just bragging about making it. Well, I want it to be available. I want you to be able to get it.
One.
BTS Army, we've got Idol coming up. Ready yourselves. Jason from Middlesbrough says, please could you call your fragrance, It's Joe. Thing is, there's already a Joe. Joe Malone. So, props not. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Helen calling.
Hey, Helen. How can we help?
I've heard you want to create your own celebrity fragrance.
Yeah, we do want to make our own cologne.
Excellent. Well, we're the right people for the job.
What do
right,
you do, then?
You're seeing the millions,
exactly,
are you?
Exactly what you need. We will design and create your own bespoke individual perfume from the perfume studio.
Helen, we've already done some market research, actually, off our own backs.
Fantastic.
Here's what happened on the show last week. What's your preferred smell from the below? Newly creosoted fence. Leisure centre swimming pool. Brand new tennis balls. The inside of a DVD case. Rubber glove at the dentist. New tyres. Your gran's house. Freshly printed paper. Newly done spray tan. Old books. Spanish supermarkets.
I'm torn between tennis balls and spray tan. Oh, I've got old books.
So that's what the general public said last week.
Okay, great, yep.
They particularly like tennis balls. You know that smell, the new tennis ball smell?
Absolutely, that's fantastic. I've got perfect thing for that, which is coming to mind. One of our blends called Green, which is absolutely, I'm thinking about Wimbledon, I'm thinking about grass, cut grass. aloe vera, all those lovely fresh green smells that you might get.
Yeah, but the bowls don't smell like aloe vera, Helen, do they?
That's true, but they've got that sort of florally sort of note, that sort of rubbery note to them. Jasmine in there as well, so...
Really?
I think it would be perfect.
Do you know what I love the smell of?
Go on.
Go on.
Air conditioning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Air conditioning.
It's really nice.
Lovely. That kind of sort of watery kind of smell,
it's
I can
hard
imagine.
To, yeah, it's hard to explain, Helen. I'm not going to lie, but it's really good. Like if aircon's on full blast, hoover it up.
I kind of know what you mean, actually. Yeah. We have got an amazing blend, which is like that lovely sort of watery smell. A bit humid or something maybe slightly ozonic.
You
as well.
Are amazing with your nose. Like I love the idea that when someone farts, you go in to depth on the smells
like,
involved.
It's like, a smell of it's a light smell of bergamot.
Yeah, it's really ozonic. Yeah.
If only it did smell like that.
Yeah, but we've not got really much closer to working out what the smell is going to be.
Okay, Helen. Well, the key words for me here are classy,
great,
youthful.
Of course.
Azonic.
Yeah, Anazonic.
You like that one, didn't you?
All right.
Absolutely. Let us go away. Let us go and work with our stylists and our noses here at HQ, and we'll see what we can come up with.
Okay. I'm just going to be sniffing away over at your gaff, is it? Just there going, right, we need something for the boys. Right. What we got?
That's our job.
Bring in the noses.
But I'm not the perfumer. I'm not the one who designed the blends. That's our amazing perfumer, Francois Robert.
But
all
he
of
smells
those. And,
great.
He smells amazing. He certainly does. I sniff him every time I'm around him.
But don't you find that odd, Scott? I find it odd that other humans have real heightened sense of smell.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not saying this about you, Helen, but I'm saying like close to dog level. Like there must be humans with more.
But there's 5,000 plus different materials that go into perfume. So there is so many different smells that you can discover. And Francois, our nose is...
Our nose.
He's the man. He's our nose. He's our main nose.
Francois
he's
the nose.
Behind these.
Bring in the nose. Hello, I am Francois. I am the nose.
Francois the nose.
I am the nose.
And I'm sure Francois won't mind me telling you. He's actually got... quite a big nose as well.
Awesome.
So he's
okay.
Got
well, I'd rather meet him. I would love to meet Francois the nose.
He's amazing. We can get him in to see you for sure.
Yes, definitely. That's probably the next thing. I just want to meet Francois.
Nose.
Also, if anyone's got any thoughts about what you want the bottle to look like, imagine like this is going to be potentially something that's available to you. So let me know on 81199. Helen, I'm glad we took your call today and I can't wait to meet you and Francois the nose as we continue this.
Perfect. I shall look forward to it.
Scott Mills.
I can't stop thinking about Francois the nose.
Totally obsessed. When you are known for being the nose, as in not just a nose or a guy who can smell well, the nose.
How do you even start to get a job like that?
You just must sniff good.
We need to get him in. I'll do him a theme and everything. Bonjour. I'm Francois the nose.
I reckon he's such a diva as well. Do you think you can sniff out truffles and stuff like that?
Definitely.
I'm not saying he's a pig, but I'm saying but you know, like height and nose. It's actually crazy when you think about it, because when you smell something, give anything a sniff, you just go, oh, that smells like... Like, let's say tennis balls. You open tennis balls, you go, you like that smell, but it's just tennis balls.
Yeah.
But what Francois, the nose, can do... Francois, the nose. He can tell you exactly what the scents are, the little botanicals in their smell. The Azonas or whatever it was she was talking about.
Yeah.
The Azontos.
Part of that conversation, I'm not going to lie, and sorry, Helen, I was like, she's talking nonsense. I mean, I could be like, oh, yeah, that's got a essence of vanilla with some bergamot and a bit of frankincense.
Oh, mate, it's all nonsense. It's like wine people.
Right,
you know, the
same.
People who go, oh, yeah, you can smell the blackberry. There's a heavy body. It's like, shut up, just drink it.
I'm sure they do know what they're talking about.
But with smells, I've never thought that deep with smells. Wouldn't it be great to get Francois, the nose, in to just sniff things and tell them what the smell actually is?
Also, shout out to Frankincense off of the Three Kings there.
Yeah.
Let's definitely get him in.
Mm.
Let's make him smell stuff.
I reckon he's going to come in, he's going to have a cape, and he goes through the door, he's like, hello.
Hello.
Bonjour, I'm Francois, the nose.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Brooke.
Hello.
What's going on?
Well, I'm currently just putting glitter in my hair.
Putting glitter in your hair on a Tuesday afternoon at 3:42.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to be very glittery for Halloween.
Ah, okay. Are you doing, like, I know people that do this. Are you doing like a dress rehearsal for Halloween?
Yes.
Seeing what works and what doesn't.
Are you actually doing a Halloween outfit though, or are you just doing something that you know you secretly look good in but getting away with it because it's Halloween? You're going to be scary.
I'm going to put on a dress and then put cuts on my face.
Okay. So you are planning it out right now?
Yes.
Okay, what are you going for? Have you not decided yet?
I've not really decided yet.
Okay, well listen, tomorrow on the show we're going to come up with some ideas for stuff that you can go as at Halloween this year, so make sure you're listening for that, all right?
Okay.
All right, speak to you later.
Scott Mills.
Last Thursday on the show, our listener Emily had to listen to her mum, Karen, describe in detail the details of where she was made.
Because it was the 90s, there was a beautiful pink Chinese rug.
Oh.
All fluffy and soft. Oh.
And who's in the room?
My hubby.
I hate that
Me
word.
And my hubby.
Husband.
That's gross.
Emily, just checking in.
I'm cringing really bad right now.
Okay, so we're in the living room. You and your husband, Karen, the fire's on and EastEnders is on the telly and that pink Chinese rug is beckoning you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a regular haunt of ours, that Chinese rug.
You've still got it?
No, we wore it out.
Oh,
no.
Now, I know what you're thinking. That is horrible. But let me ask you nicely. I would really like you to apply for this. So if you're up for coming on Radio 1 with one of your parents, parents have to be cool with it, honestly. You will have to hear the details of where they did it, but otherwise you wouldn't be here. It's natural, OK? In return, I can promise you a birthday shout-out like you would have never had. And you can, like, get it off the podcast and listen to it again and again and again. It will include all your favourite Radio 1 DJs. There's some pop stars in there. We've had messages from like Jason Derulo and Olly Murs going, I'm really sorry you had to hear that, but happy birthday. It is something you could play to your friends. It's the ultimate. All you've got to do is hear the details for about a minute of where your mum and dad did it and you were conceived. It's for where do you think they were? Drop me a message now. Very soon, we are going to be reading out some of your comments. So if you could rate us and leave a review when you have time of this Scott Mills Daily Podcast, your thoughts, your feelings, and anything you want us to change or improve, please be constructive.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, it would be good to hear things that you'd like us to do more of as well.
Yeah. So let us know. Rate us, review us on this podcast, and very soon we will be reading out some of these reviews. So get involved. And remember, if your friends don't listen to the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, tell your friends. Scott.